Hello, my name is Jed, and welcome to my Philosophy Corner. In this talk, I'm going to be doing another freestyle approach, discussing similarly in line with my video on The Matrix, this way of understanding ourselves with technology. However, now I'm going to be approaching it from the individual's perspective, not so much the technology itself. And I'm going to do this by discussing this idea known as nihilism. Now, nihilism is a word that most of you perhaps have already heard, but maybe you don't fully understand it. It's a sort of elusive philosophy term, especially with the creator Nietzsche. There's a lot of misinterpretation, perhaps, on this idea of nihilism. Now, I'm going to be connecting this idea of nihilism with how technology allows us to fulfill the sort of dangers of nihilism. So I keep using this word. What does it mean? Now, as I understand Nietzsche, and through that, as I understand nihilism, nihilism is this idea that you have surrendered yourself to the meaninglessness of the world, that we've come to understand that there is perhaps no ultimate meaning or purpose in our life. And so to be a nihilist is to accept this and pretty much just fall into despair. You don't seek to try and find your own purpose as perhaps an existentialist or an absurdist might do. Nihilism is very much this almost depressing way of viewing the world. Now, that's how I understand it, and that's how I understand Nietzsche. And Nietzsche said the reason why nihilism even began in the first place was due to the fact what he calls the death of God. Yet again, I think another quote many people have heard about, but perhaps don't understand what Nietzsche is trying to make, what his point was there. Now, Nietzsche wasn't trying to be some edgy guy trying to say religion is bad. What he was doing was essentially saying there came a point in European history, perhaps with the Reformation or the Enlightenment, where religion and God was no longer this top entity by which people came to understand themselves and society. That through the years, little by little, God became less important for society. And so through this, God gave this ultimate meaning and purpose to people's lives. And so what happens is that when God dies, that purpose and meaning in people's life also dies. So people start wondering, what's the point of it all? How can this benefit me, or what is it that I'm going to do with my life if there is no God, perhaps? So Nietzsche was just trying to point out the fact that there was this point in history where we came to see the world for perhaps what it truly was. And what, you know, that's what we consider modernity, when we became modern, is when God came away from that seat of power. And so what occupies that seat of power now? Well, a lot of people might argue that we are now God, that we have created our own sense of identity. And that's perhaps true to an extent during the modern time. We have things like nationalism that grew because there was this sense of nihilism. That if God couldn't be this ultimate meaning and purpose behind people's lives, the state, the nation, can become that. They will assume that role. Obviously, that didn't really pan out too well in history. We had a couple of wars in relation to this. So now, what happens? We still have this sense of nihilism, I would argue, in our modern day. Sorry, not even modern, post-modern day. And so I use that word postmodern. We're past that point of modernity that Nietzsche described. So if the pre-modern was this God was the overarching entity that gave us purpose, and in the modern time was this attempt that humans could become God, what about now? What about in the postmodern, when we're past the point where we've come to understand that perhaps we can't be God. Perhaps it's too dangerous when we try to become God. So we still have this nihilism. What is assuming the role now? Well, essentially my argument would be that it's technology. That We have found our own identity and purpose and meaning through what technology can offer us, especially things like media technology. Again, referencing the Matrix movie. So if you're a person who's come to understand in this time, right now, that there is no God, that there is no ultimate meaning or purpose in your life, what is it that you use to try and identify yourself and understand yourself? We crave identity as people, as humans. So we perhaps use technology to fill that void, that now I can get anything that I want about myself by looking up things online, by watching TV and movies. These are the things by which I can try to come to understand myself. So, what about you? Would you consider yourself this digital nihilist, that you've felt this ultimate meaninglessness and have tried to almost numb that pain with using technology, that perhaps we've always been trying to numb that meaninglessness, that with technology now, we can always ignore and escape and numb that realization that we have? So it kind of, I guess, comes in two parts here. That on one hand, we could be this digital nihilist by always seeking identity and meaning through the use of technology. And on the other end, we can use it to numb our pain. We can retreat into pleasure to distract us from the realization in what Nietzsche would call the last man. That is this idea that I can escape and get away from all of this bad, chaotic stuff the universe has to offer if I just give in to all of these desires that I may have. So, what about you? What do you think? Are you using technology as a means of escape from this death of God? Are you perhaps trying to replace the old God with a new God? Are you using technology as this pleasure tool to numb this realization? Let me know what you think, and I'll talk to you next time.